What's this? Someone dropped off a crate to the library. Must be the boss's shipment. Well, open it up. Ah, yes. The fish food. They never bring this to the right place. When you leave for the day, can you let Artemis know that another shipment got misdelivered? She's the owlbear on floor 3. Yes, the office marked Artemis F. Perfect. Thank you. Another package. Shh, not so loud. Are you trying to get everyone killed? You can leave the goldfish with me. I'll make sure it gets to the right person. Gods. Are you new or something? Oh, you are. Oh, well... Still, you should be more careful. Discussing things like that, and in a place like this? And so loudly. This is a library, after all. All right, stop fussing. Relax. It was an innocent mistake. So, you're the new intern, huh? It's nice to meet you. My name is Lindria, but everyone calls me Lynn. What's your name? Oh, that name is... Bland. Well, I'm sorry, but when you work with the kind of characters that I do, you expect names that are a bit more... adventurous? What do I mean? Haven't you noticed something a bit odd about the staff here? Well, for instance, our librarian is Alamia, and our bookkeeper is a Drider. Then there's the drow girl working in the basement, and the succubus working reception at the front desk. Surely you noticed her. No? My, my. And they say I'm clueless. Well, maybe next time you talk to HR, you can ask about your fellow co-workers. And maybe while you're in there, find out why there's a pool in her office. Why, yes. Maybe you are quite perceptive. I do have a set of horns on my head, and a tail. But I'm not a succubus. I'm a dragon. I do too have wings. And scales. They're beautiful and fiery red, just like my eyes. I have to keep them under my robes to discourage wandering eyes. Relax, I'm just teasing you. I can take a more humanoid form when I desire. It helps keep people from, you know, running away when they see me. So, how about it, short stuff? What secrets are you hiding? No red skin or a tail, which rules out tiefling. Though I guess the lack of charisma was my first clue there. You're cute, but a little too plain for Asimar. Plus, no wings, so that's out. Not short enough to be a halfling, and not tall enough for a half-elf. Okay, I give up. Spill it. You're a what? Human? I've never heard of such a creature. Is it new? Oh my god. That stammering and that look on your face, you really thought I'd never seen a human before. Yes, I've met my fair share of humans in my life. Of course, most of them were after my hoard, so our time together was... brief. Of course I have a hoard. Dragons love treasure, and we get quite aggressive when it comes to defending it. Oh no, don't worry, little human. I wasn't threatening you. You'd know if I was threatening you. But anyway, what made you want to intern at a place like this? There must be safer options out there for work. Really? A wizard? You're studying to be a wizard. I'm sorry, dear, but you might be in the wrong profession. What do I mean? Never mind. Oh, me? Well, like I said, for a while I would just go out and gather treasure, sleep on a pile of gold, terrorize a few villagers into sacrificing some virgins. That last one was a joke. But then one day a man came with a proposition. there was a beholder looking to staff his guild, who valued information the same way that I value shiny coins. And he wanted someone with my temperament to protect his own hoard. He offered me a job as his secretary in charge of the records department and the library. The pay was good, and I've always been a bit of a bookworm. So I took it. That was about 15 years ago, and I haven't looked back. Oh, that's the end of the shift for today. On second thought, I can have Artemis pick up the crate tomorrow. Can you help me get something down from the storage closet before you go? It'll just take a second, I promise. Yes, thank you. No talking. What am I doing? Isn't it obvious? Well, I did say you were cute, and I've kind of been flirting with you for the last 5 minutes. Or did you fail to pick up on that too? Oh, sweetie. You should really pay more attention. Although I have to admit, I find your cluelessness quite adorable. Wait, hush. Okay, everyone should be gone now, but we should still hurry. The janitors will be here in about an hour. Okay. It's okay. Relax. Just enjoy it. Oh, don't be so shy. Look at me. Don't you want to feel my soft skin against yours? Feel my hands glide down your bare chest to your... It's okay. No need to be nervous. I'll be gentle with you, my little human. You see my wings now, don't you? And those bright red scales wrapped around my thighs and running down my powerful legs. That's it. Trust me, I'll take care of you. Just lean back. Close your eyes. Wow, you're so hard. Oh, human. That was such a cute noise you just made. That little moan. And the feeling of your hard cock in my hand. I think I found a new treasure to add to my hoard. See, I may be a powerful dragon, but I can have a more delicate touch when I need one. Oh, that's it, little human. Shiver for me. Let out those sweet little whimpers. There's no one else to hear you. No princess to save you from my clutches. Oh, what's the substance leaking out of the head of your cock? Is it your essence? Should I stop? I know very well what it is, little human. And I know exactly what to do with it. That's right. I'm gonna just roll it around the tip with my thumb. Your whole body is shivering, you know. Does it really feel that good? Oh my. You can't even form proper words anymore. You should really try to keep your concentration in check if you plan on becoming a wizard. Who knows what might distract you on the battlefield? Maybe some wayward dragon girl might try to put your cock in her mouth while you're trying to cast a spell. Why don't we practice for that? You can't keep from bucking your hips every time I flick my tongue across your head. Can you feel that heat, little human? I generate my fire from my throat, and it keeps my mouth extra warm. Here, let me show you. I wouldn't pull it out of my mouth again without my permission if I were you. You should be careful, little human. Try to take my new treasure away from me again, and I might have to hurt you. When you first applied here, did you think you'd have a beautiful dragon woman on her knees for you within a week? Maybe you had your eyes on the succubus who greeted you on your first day. Or that shy little drow girl. Is she more your type? No, I don't believe that. With the amount that you're twitching in my mouth, you clearly like a more forceful approach. You don't want a girl that takes what you give her. You want a woman that takes what she wants. God, the sounds you make are so good. You know, it may be dark in here, but I can see you staring down at me like that. Watching me, watching your cock disappear into my mouth. I think you just got even harder. How cute. I don't think I can wait any longer. God, I'm so fucking wet for you. Here, come over here and sit on the spare desk in the back. That's it. Now, I'll just straddle you. There. It's nice, isn't it? Looking into my ruby eyes, feeling my breath on your neck. Okay, here we go. Mm. human. It's warmer than any other woman's pussy could ever be. It feels like you're melting right into me, doesn't it? Like we're connected at the hip. Oh, fuck. Gods, your moans are so amazing. I can feel every twitch, every shiver in your body underneath me. Maybe I'll have them schedule you for late night duties for the next few weeks. I could really use an assistant, and you seem to enjoy my company. Oh, fuck. Lay back on the desk. I said, lay back. Oh, you had no idea how strong I am, did you? You should keep that in mind the next time I tell you to do something. Although, I'm guessing you'll have a hard time forgetting the feeling of my powerful hips slamming you into this desk. Oh, you seem out of breath, human. Am I fucking you too hard? We'll need to work on your constitution if you plan on being my assistant. Oh, fuck. We need to hurry up. The cleaning staff will be here soon. Shh. Just relax. I'm just pinning you to the desk with my tail. I need to hold you still if you're gonna squirm this much. God, you feel so good. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. That's it, little human. You can thrash about as much as you want, but you're not going anywhere. I know it feels so intense. My pussy is so hot right now. Oh, but I'm not gonna stop. Not until we both come. Oh, yes, that's right. Fuck me. Oh, come on. Oh, yes, I'll take anything you can give me and more. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, thrust into me. Yes, harder. Come on. Oh, come on. Is that all you've got, little human? Fuck me, come on. Oh, Oh, fuck. Yes, yes. Oh, just a little longer. I'm almost there. Oh, yes, come on. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me as hard as you can. Yes, gods, yes, I promise I will give you more pleasure than you've ever had in your life. Oh, come on. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Do you know what's gonna happen when I come? My pussy is gonna clench and massage your dick as my muscles squeeze and contract around you. A dragon girl can orgasm for up to 10 minutes straight. Did you know that? Just think about it. My hot, wet cunt massaging your dick even after you come, milking out every last drop, and then some. Come on. I've made men literally black out from pleasure before. You're going to beg me to free your cock, but like I told you, dragons are very aggressive about defending their treasure. Oh, gods. I hope you're ready. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come on your dick. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, oh, oh. cry and beg and squirm and whatever else you need to do, but I'm not going to let you up. Mm-mm. No, I won't. Shh, shh, shh. Oh, come here. I'll hold you. Oh, I'll hold you while I squeeze your cock. Every last little drop out of